Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila, Fulfill Your Duties. Alhamdulillah, in this silsila we talk about the rights which we have upon us. Before we commence with our silsila, let us first make good intentions, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let us make good intentions that I will watch the silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will watch the silsila from the beginning till the end. And most importantly, whatever madani pearls I will learn from the silsila, I will try and note them down so that I can recall them on a later stage. As well as whatever pearls I am going to learn, whatever knowledge I will obtain from this silsila, I will try to make amal upon it, meaning I will try to act upon it, as well as I will try to spread its knowledge to others as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully said, the one who recites 1,000 times through the park upon me, he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's topic we are going to discuss a very important topic, and this topic should be discussed in each and every house. Alhamdulillah, the topic of today is the rights of children, the huquq of awlad. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we might not know that how many rights we have and how many huquq we have upon us. We have many huquq and rights over us. The rights of neighbors, the rights of parents, the rights of relatives, the rights of parents, and there are many other rights which we have to fulfill in our life and our daily routine as well. So today we are going to talk about the very important right which we have to face day and night. And this right will remain with us until we have that ni'mat with us and upon us. Parents, how should they give the upbringing to the children? How should they give tarbiyat to their children? Alhamdulillah, today in our silsila, we have with us Muballigh Dawat Islami, Maulana Imran Attari Sahab. Maulana Sahab, we warmly welcome you to our silsila. Ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. Khushamdeed.
Jazakumullahu khaira.
Alhamdulillah, today we are going to talk about a very important topic which is taking place in every house. This is the ni'mat which comes with rights upon us. So how can we look after this ni'mat and children which we are blessed, and how can we upbring them according to Islamic way?
You see, whenever we talk about favor and ni'mah, you must know that whenever we talk about ni'mah, its opposite is nuqmah. A favor can be also a source of punishment. What we want to say that if you don't utilize and appreciate and benefit from a favor, then it will become a burden to you, to become a punishment to you. It's either it's a ni'mah or it can be a fitna. That's why in the Holy Quran we are being told that your children and your wealth, al-awlad and al-amwal, fitna, it can be a source of fitna to you. But nevertheless, let us also take the opportunity to welcome the viewers of Madani Channel, wherein we are about to discuss the rights of the children. From among the rights of the children, there are many things which we need to bear in mind. Of course, first thing first. But today, inshallah, I think most of our time we shall focus on the tarbiyah part of it. I think this is what is lacking, you know, because there are many, many rights from among them to give them a good name. Yani, good name, yani, it's very, very, it's the right of the child, actually, that the parents must give him the good name. Yani, at the time of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba were about to milk a sheep. Yani, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to ask the people's name. What is your name? Somebody would say his name, then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, no, not you. You, what is your name? Somebody with a good name, then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would tell him that, okay, you can go on and milk, be it a camel or a sheep or whatever you want to be milked, to be exact on that. But you can see that the Prophet ﷺ used to put the concern, yani, of having a good name. And not only that, the Prophet ﷺ used to change the names, yani, from, if there's any name with a negative meaning, the Prophet ﷺ used to change it into the positive meaning. I think this is one of the things which we need to specify, that also the names, also to give them a good name, yani, is part and part of the rights of the children. And there are many, many of them. Of course, you have said, right, that if you want to count the rights of the children, I think this discussion, yani, we won't enumerate and finish all of them. Some they are of value, and some they are of less value, in as far as we want to put them into rank. But to single out the most important, when in our society we are failing, that is the tarbiyah, to upbringing of the children. When we talk about upbringing of the children, they are not like cell phones that we charge, then the batteries, then they start to grow big, you put them, you connect the children to the charge, then, you know, giving them food and, you know, like this. This is the easy part of upbringing. But we're talking about installing values and manners into the children.
Wow. So we have to give them proper upbringing. They need our attention. We have to look after them and guide them. As we all know that the mother is the first school of a child, as well as it is the responsibility of a father to give tarbiyah. Because many a times we have seen that a father gives an excuse that, no, I am working outside, I am working hard day and night only for you, to feed you, to fulfill your needs and wants. So he makes himself excuse from this right and tarbiyah. And even if you have to look on mother, she also says that, no, I'm busy in the housework, I'm cooking the food, I have to clean the house, so how can I look after my children? So it is very important for both parents to give proper upbringing to the children, as well as to give a proper Islamic tarbiyah. It is mentioned in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam beautifully said that teach your children three habits. Number one, love for Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number two, love for Ahl Bayt. And number three, education of Holy Quran. So from this hadith we have learned that we should teach our children the love of Ahl Bayt, the family members of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his household, as well as we should teach them the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because once we start loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unconditionally, then obviously his beautiful character, his beautiful akhlaq will also come in us. As well as he has said that we should educate our children with Holy Quran. Because Holy Quran will teach the children what are the rights to be fulfilled and how should they live their life in this dunya and how can they succeed in this world as well as in the hereafter.
You see, let me just chip in this way. You've started mentioning about the misconception in the society. See, the people, they don't know what to prioritize. You've mentioned that the mother will be saying that I'm busy cooking, the father always out, and, you know, people, they don't know what to put as a priority in as far as the children is concerned. Sometimes we think that they need money, they need what? Money is not everything, yani, the love and the time. But nevertheless, let me say like this. You see, in order for somebody to go out in the society to steal, in order for somebody to go out in the society to shout, to do any sort of bad thing, the failure, it is the house. All these negative things which is, you see in the in society, I want to repeat it again, the failure is the house. In order for somebody to go and steal, he was not groomed inside the house that stealing is bad. That's why we want to focus on this. The tarbiyah is very important. The house is the manufacture of what will happen inside the society. So if the children, they are not being told in the house about the evil factors of the evil, they are going to be the product of evil outside the perimeter of the house, because the house is a manufacture. Wherein a baby was born in the house, isn't it? For him to be introduced in the society, he started, his origin was from the house. So in the same manner, his good also will start from where? From the house. His evil will start from where?
From the house.
So it was the issue of the house to stop the evil and to encourage the what? The good. Alright, so this is what we are saying, that in most of the cases, the parents are responsible for whatever evils are happening in the society. We start now to cry when it is now too long. Now my children are not listening to me. But what have you, you know, a child is like a computer, which is born without know what? Software. I think when I was learning the computer, they give us what you call this, a protocol. We can call it a principle, or you can call it what? An adage of the computer, or in they say giggle. Garbage in, garbage out. Good in, good out. You know, you type, you know, whatever you're typing on the screen is what? It's just showing what you're typing, isn't it? So if you're typing good things, then what? Good things are coming. You're typing bad words, then what? The child is born from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a fitrah. Yani, the hadith is telling us. Okay, he was not born stealing, he's just born in the state of fitrah. It is the parents of the what? They will make him to be, yani, to be it in any wrong sect or any what. But it is from the parents who will put unto it. So we need to understand the default setting of a human being. He's born good. No one is born as a thief. No one is born as a drunkard. No one is born as an abuser. No one is born shouting. But the parents, if they fail in the role of making the children, because nowadays we think it's all about throwing money in the table for them. Money cannot do anything. Money cannot recite for them Quran. Money cannot see. This is how we need to look at this angle, from this angle.
Alhamdulillah, you have shared a very beautiful madani pause. That means the house is the input, and whatever we give to our community is the output.
That's true.
So if we will get installed good things within ourselves, we'll give good things outside. Likewise, you have said that we should teach our children the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran will teach them how to live life in accordance to Quran and a Hadith. Because in Quran there are many places where it teaches a person how to live his life in a proper manner.
MashaAllah. Whilst you are still there, let me just quickly chip on with this massive, gigantic saying from the giant of the scholars. None other than Umar Athani, the second Umar of Islam. We're talking about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Normally I say that Nigrani Shura loved this man a lot. I'm not exaggerating hearing, because I had time to sit with Nigrani Shura on many, many occasions. May Allah bless him. He's such a humble man. I love him. And I see what Viewers of Madani Channel is a man whereby he does not need introduction. For those people who knows him far, when he comes, just try to be, and you learn a lot. Okay? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, at the time when he was about to make parda in this dunya, to depart from the dunya, you know what happened? He started to distribute his wealth. People were amazed. Ya Amirul Mu'minin. Now this is what you are distributing all of. What are you going to leave for your children? What are you going to leave for your children? Look at the insight of the awliya, the basira. He said, it is not what you leave for your children, but it is what you leave inside your children. So a house's main focus is always about the inside of the children. Yeah, of course, these things like, you know what, eating, dressing, and these are minor things. To install what, the ruh part of it, like how the poet said that, son of Adam, anta bi ruh la bi jasadil insan. It be because of the ruh that you're called a human being. If that you, ruh is gone, we call it a corpse, you're dead. The ruh, if it is taken out. So the family, the parents, they must be well concerned about what? About the ruh. Because what is most important in a human being is the ruh. So when you talk about tarbiyah, we are talking about what have you done for the ruh of the son, or for the roots of your daughter, for the ruh of your children. That is the most important thing. You see, and you've mentioned also that, you know what, we said that the family is the manufacturing of what? Of the children, isn't it? Yani, be it, if they manufacture good, then what good will be? Like how in Arabic we've got this proverb, La yujna min ashawkat al-ghinab. If you plant a thorn tree, are you expecting to harvest grapes from it?
No.
So if you plant bad, you get what bad? If you plant good, you, okay. Listen to this story here. Maybe it will help us to shed more light. There was this son, he was very disobedient to his parents, to be specific the father. As you've mentioned, the mother have got a right, some part of the play, and also the father have got a part of the play. Actually, there's this saying in Arabic that, al-labanu min al-um, the milk was from what? From the mother. And wal-adabu min al-ab,
from the father.
So now the adab, good manners must be coming from the father. No wonder we say like father, like son. Or nevertheless, so this gentleman here was disobedient to his father. So the father had the guts to take him again to the Khalifa Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, what is the name of your son? Then he mentioned a very, very weird name. Umar radiallahu ta'ala started to nod his head. Did you teach him the Quran? No. Did you do like this? No. Then Umar said that now go away. That is the evil results of what you have planted long time ago. This man was what? Disobedient to the father. So now the father now did go like, nowadays you see, Maulana, just, my children, you see, like this. But did you put the software of the Quran unto them? Did you put all the, as you said, like that? The Prophet said, ad-dibu. The word ad-dibu come there. Give them adab. What adab of them? Number one, make them to understand Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal early. I said, this is the issue of the family. Maulana, you did mention it beautifully that what? The mother is the madrasa. A child can go to madrasa, but whatever the mother will say, he or she will believe. Because he knows that the connection of this milk, anything with the mother will be saying, what comes from here is good. So that's where it's coming from.
Alhamdulillah, you have also said that beautifully, that we should always teach our children adab as well. As the Arab poet has beautifully said, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَى مِنْ تُزَيِّنُنَا إِنَّمَا الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمُ وَالْأَدَبُ. That beauty does not come from the clothes which we have adorned, but the beauty comes from the knowledge and adab. So we have to teach our children, educate them as well as we need to teach them how to make adab of themselves, adab of their parents, adab of their relatives, respect of all their friends around the society. So if this will come, then indirectly people will praise their parents that they have given good tarbiyat. I would like to even advise the viewers of Madani channel that being as a parent, they should try and look at how did Sayyidina Fatima Zahra and Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, upbring their children. And as the children, I would advise them, they should look at the lifestyle of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are one of the best examples which are given to us from Islam, from this beautiful religion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Uzur, I was smiling all along when you were saying, you see what, when I was a student, I used to love literature too much, to be in particular the poetry, in particular the poetry of Imam Shafi'i, the poetry of Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Really, the abiyat which you've recited, it caught me. I just want to expound and to expagorate and to elicify more to those to the stanza of your poetry you've mentioned. If I'm not mistaken, Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who said it. Let me just add more. Then he goes on that, وَلَيْسَ لِيَتِيمُ, and he's not an orphan. You said that, beauty and somebody to be welcomed in the society. It is not because of the clothes, which brands, which you wear, or something, which is beautiful, or seasonal clothes, to call it nowadays. But how you parade with manners. They will love you because of your manners, not because of your attire, as you said. Then he goes on and said, he is not yatim, he is not an orphan. The one whom his mother or father is gone, is buried, but he is a yatim, the one whom his father and mother is alive, but does not give him an adab.
Allah Akbar, beautiful motherly pearls you are sharing with us. And you know, many a times it even happens that parents, they say, no, it is not my responsibility to guide him towards the right path. He can go himself, he has knowledge, he must understand himself. But in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Meaning, save yourselves and your family members from the fire of hell. Here in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala has given us two commandments, if you have to look, that to save yourself and save your family members. He did not only say that you can save yourself and go in paradise and leave others behind, but he said save yourself as well as your families. So we have to even protect our families and guide them towards the right path. We need to teach them what is right and what is wrong. If we will not teach them, then they will not learn. They will be educated from people outside, and who knows, people outside might even teach them wrong. We have seen it many times that a person believes in one concept till his last breath. And when you ask him, why are you so firm on this concept of yours? He will say, because my parents have told me this. If it was wrong, then my parents could have stopped me. Here I would like to address the viewers of Madani Channel, that please try and give a proper tarbiyah to the children. We don't give proper upbringing, and what happens in the result, that the children think that it was right, although it was wrong. We don't guide our children towards the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and expect our children to follow the Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they grow old. But if we don't give them and nourish them this tarbiyat in their childhood, then how are we going to give them proper tarbiyat once they have gone old, once they have gone to their youth? They will not listen to us. So from very young age, if we have a daughter, let us tell them that she should try and cover her body from a very young age. She should cover her head from a very young age. This tarbiyah should be given to them from a very young age. As well as we should teach our boys that you should always try and cover your eyes from looking at non-mahram woman. But if we don't teach them, if we tell them that this is your cousin, this is your friends, nothing happens, then when they grow up, this nothing happens will become something to become an issue in our society, and it will bring a disgrace in our society. So let us try and give proper upbringing and teach our children what is right and what is wrong.
I think time is moving. You see, that is a very good way of concluding, as you've said it. And you've mentioned the verse of the Holy Quran, and you give the translation of that verse. I think that is way. Let us just make it a last sandwich. We just put some sandwich and leave it to the viewers of Madani Channel. That the institution of the family now in that verse is very clear. That now if you've got now your children and what now it's expanding now. So what you need to do is that you need to save each and everybody from the fire of your fire. You've summarized it. There's nothing which we can add. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is expecting the mother, the father to be what? To be the blockade. They are the ones which need to what? So how can you save them from the fire of hell? It's obvious by giving them Islamic tarbiyah. This is what we're talking about here. It is not the academic or the knowledge which will save them from hellfire. That you know, if you learn geography, you'll be saved from hellfire. You learn maths, you'll be no. It is that did you teach them that fire burn? If they don't know how that the fire happened, how can they going to present? So it is done. That the Prophet said, Allah kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. And every one of you, you are a shepherd. The father is the shepherd of the family. On the day of judgment, he's going to be asked upon those people under him. So this is how it is important now. So according to Islam, the verse is very clear, loud and clear in English, we say like that. Save yourself. So if it is nowadays, we say what? Hashtag save yourself first. And your what? Your family. Because if I save my family, you save your family, you save your, they will save their family, then all what? The community is saved from what? From your fire. It's started by the family. A family is a unit. Or whatever is going to spread from the family. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, putting emphasis on the family, because the family is the single unit of the community. So if the family is, each and everyone is doing his role, there will be no any thief outside. There will be no any, because each and every family is what is doing its role. Yani, because this is what we can understand from this verse, that you know the family itself is the responsibility that each and every, the leader of the family need to save his or her family from the fire of hellfire. So I think it's louder enough. That is what Islam is all about, viewing the family that it is an institution wherein good is must be installed into the people. I want to conclude, viewers of Madani Channel, will it not make you happy that if we teach, like how it was said in the hadith, that we need to teach the people, our children from the early young, three things. To teach them the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is from among those things. Will it not please you to have got a doctor? Because nowadays they say, I want him to go to school. I want him. It's very good. Let him go. But will it not please you to have a doctor in future? Before putting an injection to you, he first recited the durood of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, then put an injection unto you. Will it not please it to you? To have an accountant, before opening the books of your maliyat, he starts reciting the durood, and then he opens that type of an accountant, he will not steal from you. That type of a doctor will first of all recite the durood before putting an injection on your body, you will get shifa before shifa.
SubhanAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, very beautiful Madani pearls were shared by our Muballigh Da'wat Islami. And there were many things to be discussed. And to learn more about this topic, the time does not allow us, so I would like to request the viewers of Madani Channel to please read the books which are published by Da'wat Islami. Keep on watching Madani Channel. Inshallah, you will learn more about this and you will also enjoy, because by learning, a person only benefits. As our Muballigh Da'wat Islami has said, that everything starts from family. So in English, we say that unity comes from family and family makes community. So let us start from our house, and inshallah our community and our society one day will become Madina Madina. Everyone will guide each other towards the right path, towards the path of Jannat, towards the path of Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us give our children proper upbringing. Let us make them doctors as well as Alimedin. Let us make our children accountant and teach them what does Sharia say in regards to accounts, what Sharia says in regards to tijarat and trade. So let us balance it as if our pious predecessors. Inshallah, by doing so, our family and our environment will become the environment of love and peace, and we'll see a lot of unity amongst each other. With these few words, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever we have heard, and through the sadaqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, may Allah allow us to give proper upbringing to our children as well as to our family members. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah.
May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage.